Is your citrus tree groaning under the weight of too much fruit this year? It's certainly a problem for people living in and around Alice Springs in Central Australia. Backyard trees are fruiting like crazy at the moment, and people are scratching their heads wondering what to do with the excess bounty. G'day, I'm Katrina Bevan. Lucky for us, the local branch of the Country Women's Association has come to the rescue. It's organised a marmalade masterclass where locals can come along and learn the art of jam making. And to top it off, they're giving us a scone making masterclass as well. We're not just talking traditional scones here. These ones use lemonade and buttermilk too.
Hi, it's Shauna Hartig from Country Women's Association in Alice Springs branch.
And I understand that you are somewhat of a scone aficionado within the CWA. How has today gone in the scone side of things?
Yeah, it was really awesome. The ladies, and there was a gentleman here as well. They came and I demonstrated how to make, and they followed the instructions to the letter. And yeah, they all turned out great. And like a lot of the ladies were saying, oh, I've never made scones this great before. They've turned out really good. So that's a good thing for us if we can teach them something, how to do something better than what they've been doing at home.
What's the secret to making a really good scone?
Okay, scones are the easiest thing in the world to make. There is a few things. If you're making the lemonade scones, make sure your lemonade and your cream are really cold. Like, you need the lemonade because you get nice fluffy scones. Also, when you knead your dough, don't knead it for too long. Just bind it together, flatten it out. Don't even need to roll it out with a rolling pin, just flatten it out with your hand. And cut the scones with the scone cutter just down and up. Don't twist them or anything, just down and up. And then when you're putting them on your tray, just put them just nearly touching each other, just a little bit far apart, so the scones will raise up and not out more than anything else. And then before you put them in the oven, I always put a little bit of milk with a pastry brush. Just brush a little bit of milk on the top. There's a nice brown look on the top.
Well, look, I think it's only right that I try these scones. What are these ones in front of me?
Now, these are the lemonade ones.
They've got a bit of jam and cream on them as well, because a scone wouldn't be complete without a bit of jam and cream. So I'll have a try. Here we go. Yeah, that's really good. The texture, it's so fluffy.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? Yes. It's not hard to make an awesome scone.
Hello, I'm Emily, and I'm from Alice Springs, and I'm the secretary of the Alice Springs CWA branch.
Scones and CWA, they're pretty synonymous, but why did you want to have the marmalade masterclass?
Well, we like to make use of the produce that we've got available at the moment. So anybody that's in and around Alice Springs would notice that there's citrus in abundance. So we're really flush at the moment with lemons, oranges, grapefruits and even kumquats. So we thought, while we've got this produce in supply, we might as well make the use of it.
What's a few tips and tricks you can give us for making a good marmalade?
Well, making a good marmalade, obviously, is the key is to have good quality citrus, because you use the citrus, the skin and everything, so nice, fresh, plump citrus. So we wash the citrus in warm water, and then we slice it nice and thinly. So because you keep the pith and the skin in of the citrus, so the thinner you slice it, the better the marmalade is, and you have to soak the fruit overnight. So cover the quantity of fruit with the amount of water. So usually it's about cup to cup. Soak it overnight, and that helps to soften the skin before you start cooking it. It makes the cooking process much quicker. And remove the seeds as you go, because that can be a real time consuming. As you can see now, I'm picking out seeds. So do that along the whole process, and it'll make your job at the end much easier.
Now, this masterclass, it was for members and also non-members. Why is it important to hold days like this for non-members as well?
One of the really important things that we try to do with CWA is to share skills, so cooking skills, craft skills, those kind of skills that CWA are known for. So we just wanted to share the skills with the community. People are interested in making things for themselves nowadays, particularly when they're sitting with a citrus tree in the backyard going, well, what can I do with all this citrus? So rather than less having to donate it to us, now they've got this skill, they can make their own marmalade.
So my name's Julia Nowland and I'm from Alice Springs.
Why did you want to come along today?
I've been to one event earlier in the year, which was making onion jam, and that was really nice. So coming regularly might not be something I can commit to. I'm a shift worker, and I've missed a few things, but one of my friends told me about this one, and I just thought that'd be really nice to do.
How do you feel about your scone making and marmalade making skills now?
Oh, I'm quite happy. I think the family are going to be happy when I go home with two batches of scones. And yeah, no, it's been really nice. And I've learned a new technique as well. I knew about the lemonade one, but I didn't know about the buttermilk scones. So I grew up rubbing butter into flour back in England the other way. So this is different. Yeah, it's good.
And what about the marmalade making side of things? Have you learnt much there?
We've started, so we've done the chopping up, but yeah, we've done the preparation really, so it's been really good. And just sort of being with other people doing it is really nice. Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get along with it and finish your chopping. It smells amazing. It's very fresh citrus.
It's so nice, isn't it? When you walk in and smell that marmalade cookie, it's beautiful. Yeah.